Monday, March 4th, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
Well, I can do that.
All right, let's go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review for all citizens in attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Troy?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Bob.
I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Sure.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Present, sure, yes, no, what the?
All right, we'll start with public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comment for anything that is not on today's agenda. The chair, at his discretion, will limit the comment time. Anybody here want to make any comments on anything other than what's on our agenda today? Come on.
Why don't I introduce myself? I'm Glenn Meyer. I'm Board Chair of Thurston County and currently running for the District 17 legislative seat. I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to work with Marty and Troy in the past and very much appreciate their support and endorsement in my candidacy. And I want to make it a habit to, if I'm fortunate enough to be successful, to periodically come to the county meetings to find out what's going on. And I know in the 6 years I have been on the county board in Thurston County, last five as chair, we haven't really had that type of presence in our county board meetings. And it's tough to know what goes on in the district and in our counties if someone's not there observing and interacting with the board. And I want to make it one of my priorities, if I'm fortunate enough to be successful, to do that. And I think I've shared that with.
Refresh my memory, how many counties do you cover, three or four?
I cover three and a third approximately. Okay. Dakota, Thurston, Wayne, and the southern part of Dixon County.
This is my 12th year, and I can probably count on two fingers how many times I've ever seen the district senator come in to a meeting.
And I just don't understand that. And by the same token, even getting, going into a periodically going to a school board meeting and interacting with the superintendents, and because we deal with so many things that pertain to the county, we pertain to the school districts. And how do you know what's going on if you don't interact, you don't ask questions, you don't get the viewpoint of those boards and the people in those communities? And once again, if I'm successful, that's what I intend to do. And with your support, hopefully, I will be successful. So Joni Albright currently is in the District 17 seat, and her husband Mike filed on Friday. Joni had recruited me.
And then threw you under the bus on one shot.
Encouraged me to run. He put me in contact with a number of people to help me be successful, campaign managers and things of that nature. And unfortunately, we've had a misunderstanding between her and I, and evidently, I'm not the same fiscal conservative, social conservative, appropriate person to replace her in the legislative seat. So she encouraged her husband Mike to run against me, and he filed on Friday. So, good people. Mike's a good guy. We get along just fine. And one plus, I believe, hopefully, is whether Mike is successful or I am, there'll be a conservative voice in District 17 down in the legislature.
And so you a Democrat?
No. Okay. I'm Republican.
Okay. Mike is as well?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but There is another young lady, or not young lady, she's from my perspective, she's young, but she's retired. That did file also last week. And actually, I know her fairly well. We used to go to grade school together off District 25, south of Wakefield. It's the Helena plant now, but it was a two-room school out there. And so she was some younger than I was. I happened to see her today at the meeting with the governor and Wayne, and welcomed her to the race. And she said, "Gosh, wouldn't everybody at District 25 be so proud of us today?" Two of us running District 17 seats. So, with that, I've got just a few brochures. I'll leave phone cards. I'll leave here and a few business cards. But once again, I just wanted to introduce myself to everybody and. Hopefully, I'd like to contact you if you're comfortable supporting me. I would appreciate your endorsement. I think it's important. As I said before, Marty and Troy have graciously agreed to support me and endorse me. And that's about all I have. I could go on for hours, and you guys know that.
I will say that I serve with Glenn on the Region 4 board, which covers 23 counties in Nebraska. There's one commissioner from each of those 23 counties all the way out to the end of Cherry County and south down past Columbus. And Glenn's very well respected within that board and is very articulate and I think would do a good job for us. So I
am fortunate to be on both the executive and governing board with Marty. Participation in these things are tremendously important with these boards. And unfortunately, in so many counties, when a county supervisor or commissioner is named to that board and representing that county, all too often they don't show up and they don't participate. And that's a shame. And I'm concerned when I'm no longer, if I'm successful, I'm no longer on the Thurston County Board, we may struggle to find participation. And it's important that all board members be involved in what's going on in the county and in your region.
We had struggled with that for a lot of years up until 6 years ago. And the county usually gives between $50,000 to $70,000 a year to that board. And I think it's important to watch where your money's being spent. So, yeah, absolutely.
You can question the benefits of that. And we're running somewhat less than that based on population in Thurston County. But they do a breakdown, and I'm sure you participated in that, where you see you get about a 4 or 5 to 1 return on investment of services provided, even though, for the most part, certainly Thurston County has very few participants in the emergency protective custody and voluntary commitments and things of that nature. But there's still a number of services provided that we get the benefit from those dollars. So it's hard to quantify sometimes, but it does a lot of good.
Yeah.
It's a very worthwhile committee.
Best of luck in your run.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll have science here
yeah.
at the end of the week. Or
so. All right.
And post. Do I have to bring my own post driver?
I think I might have
to. You can swing that. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Next consent agenda items: approval of previous minutes from February 20th, approval of payroll claims February 18th through March 2nd, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, and approval of accounts payable claims, if any, which there were not. So I came in earlier, went through the payroll. Everything appeared to be in order.
So moved on the consent agenda items.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
New business. Don Bosquet requesting approval of Resolution 24C-007, releasing pledged securities.
We're overpledged at Bank First, and I released this sick pledge. So I just need your approval on that.
Okay.
Through the resolution.
Just a regular deal we do.
Yep. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 24C-007.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, requesting board approval of road use and maintenance agreement with NERNG Interconnect LLC.
So this is a road use agreement for, and they kind of started the construction down there on 225th and G for the Interconnect facility. So once we get this done, signed, then I'll have another one for the daily use, which I've been working with Pat Guinan, the attorney from NERMA.
Yep.
He's been kind of helping to walk through this. And so I kind of tentatively have the daily use agreement ready, just kind of waiting for the final steps, and hopefully we can bring that back here in a couple of weeks as well. But this is for the half a mile of road that they're going to be using.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Easy enough, right?
You bet.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion for the approval for the road use and maintenance agreement with NERNG, the Interconnect LLC.
Second.
Good.
Is that Brian?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Marty?
Yep.
Spring Ride.
Scott?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
Brian. Okay. Sorry.
All right, Jolene, the Highway Superintendent requesting board approval for the MEI agreement for professional services for 2024 Homer and Jackson Deck Repair Project number 2404C00222-1710 and M12302-3015.
So this is, I don't know if you guys remember Dan with Midwest Engineering. He put the plans together for the bridge. Now this is just a contract for him to oversee the construction phase of the bridge.
So it comes out while they're doing the construction, just make sure they're doing everything to the proper specs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Dan was here. Everything's in motion to go. So approval. I'll make a motion to approve the MEI agreement for the professional services for the 2024 Homer and Jackson deck repairs. On the two project numbers, I'm not going to say them, but go ahead. You know what they are.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. The board to discuss and approve or not approve the creation of a sign/weed position within the county road department. I came down the other day, Tony, the union steward was over, and they were talking about, the county road department's talking about creating a position. We've been unable to fill our weed position. Just a side note, Thurston County, you got a weed guy?
Yeah, we got a weed guy, and he's also our sign guy.
Okay. So we're looking to create the position that will be those two. It would add a position within there, but that person would also be used if he didn't have anything to do with the weed and sign. You know, he could be used in other positions, but it sounds like we're deeply in the hole with the sign stuff, so I think it would take a long time for him to ever get caught up.
Does this person need to hold the CDL? Yeah, I figured so.
Okay. So the deal is just if we're, you know, we're just deciding if we want to, first of all, do that joint position, and then secondly, do we feel like we have the ability to add a position to the county road department? So,
okay, Jolene, right now, who's doing signs?
Well, everybody. We just put moved Dean from the Emerson shop to the Hubbard shop to work out of the shop. So it's kind of, over the years, been turned into a shop/sign job. But we could be using Dean anywhere.
Right. So Dean is off the maintainer now, and now he's
in the shop.
In the shop. Okay, and so that's kind of what Marty just said. So if it'll be it's always been a sign and weed job, right? I mean, Leon days, and then it kind of went away.
Yep.
Then it went away. After Leon retired, passed, whatever, then we went to Matt, and then we went to Scott, and now we're open again, correct? So, you know, the spot was paying $15,000 by the time. You know, the question is, I think what Marty just asked was, you know, on a budget standpoint, to add another guy to be able to do that and figure out
I mean, for this year, obviously, we'd be okay because we have that, we have that weed funds that wasn't touched. So this year would be fine. It's just, you know, going forward, being able to.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there, like, a lot of signs that need replaced that, that we, like, 100, 200, 150, or 200?
We got a grant for about 150,
right, I remember that.
The number.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a year to get those up, not to mention all the other ones that need attention aside from that grant.
Yeah.
But it would be nice that we could still have an extra person.
Right.
I mean, it's certain, there's certainly a need there.
I like the idea, then that gets the weed situation taken care of, and obviously that person will have to get certified.
There was talk, Scott, that they would go ahead and they would open that up, both internally or externally. They didn't really feel that there's probably somebody that's currently employed that would want to take that position on, but they would have an option if somebody would want to.
I'll apply for that job. You bet I will. I'm done.
So,
no more commissioner. I'm done.
I guess a question I had too on this: if we do hire somebody, would we be looking at someone who currently has an applicator's license, or have to get it in such amount of time?
I would say probably such amount of time, because to find the guy with the CDL and the applicator's license and can run a wrench, probably not very good. So I would say they give them, you know, 6 months to get that, or 3 months, whatever you feel would be. You and Lance Field.
Okay. So basically, I would make a motion to approve to create the sign and weed position like we had at one point in time with the road department, and get both bases covered and move on. Like Jolene said, we can always use an extra guy with people vacation and et cetera and this and that. So that's my motion.
I'd second it.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, next we have in our manual here, employee handbook, there's a provision for a grievance board. If anything ever comes down the pipe and people aren't happy with the decisions of the commissioners, it can be appealed to a grievance board. And we haven't had that in the past, and that we were told that that was probably something we need to get taken care of.
How can no one not like our decisions? I don't understand it.
It happens, Scott. I know it's rare, but it happens.
I know.
So we went ahead and had each person on the board ask three people if they would sit on the board, what it is. It's a board of 15 people, and if there's ever a situation where that board is used, five of those 15 people are picked to be on that board, and then they would hear a grievance if there was a grievance that they wanted to hear. So I have the list from all of the commissioners of the names, and I'll give them to Sheree, and she can file that list.
Can you bring up things that have happened in the past to this committee, or going forward?
I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer. I know that once the commissioners, they could just.
Me personally, I would think going forward is what I would think. Yeah. Since the board is just established.
Most stuff is not retroactive. I know just in life when things are created. So I guess we'd have to get the county attorney's opinion on it.
Okay. Would be the, thank you.
Yep.
So do we need to. To discuss and
adopt the.
Do we need to? Do I need to make a motion to?
I think the next meeting I'll have to put a resolution.
Okay. All right.
To be approved, so I'll get this list.
Okay.
All right. That takes us to old business. We'll start with the road report.
We have 262.5 hours maintaining roads, 21 hours on trees, 7 hours on a culvert out on 180th Street, 98 hours hauling gravel. 97 of those were hauling into the yard, about an hour hauling out on some roads. We hauled 41.14 ton of road gravel to the roads and 709.12 tons of gravel into the yard. Spent 14 hours on signs and grading concern down at Lake Iwana.
Where are you hauling the gravel from at this time?
Majority of it is back house out of Hardington.
Okay.
And a handful of loads out of Mateo and North Fork.
Can they, how many loads do they, if they were doing it all day, how many loads could you get out of?
They're getting about three a truck.
Three per, okay.
Okay, so Lake Iwana, people are all happy now? Happy as can be? I mean,
about what?
About the roads. I mean, it said grading the Lake Iwana Drive.
She was here at that meeting.
Right.
Upset about.
But is it in good shape though, Lance? Right now.
It's holding up.
Okay. And then, where are you guys cutting the trees at right now? Doing trees.
This is just where some have fallen on the road, and they had to go out after all that wind last week.
Okay.
You know, see, we didn't have 500 hours on that one machine, so we must have found
it. Well, they're still working on it. They got to replace the unit. It's not
standing correctly. Okay.
Yeah.
Lance, I'll get with you a few spots. I think there's some trees need to be trimmed down along the roads and stuff. I'll get with you.
Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Teresa Grove. They're going to give us our quarterly report from the health department.
It's very short and sweet.
Hmm. That's what they all say. Did you lose weight on your vacation?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, look good. All right. Sorry. Just saying.
No, I didn't.
All right.
I ate and drank like a pig.
We're still offering COVID shots at our immunization clinics. They're really low. We might get one or two people a week for them. This past quarter, we vaccinated 266 kids.
266?
266. We did quite a little bit. We're still working on all of our grants. We have 15 total grants. Our UHC Pathways grant ended in December, but we picked up a new UHC grant for $25,000. It's for the diabetic prevention program. Yesterday started a class with Sioux Lane Community Health to promote that. They started with five people. They ended up with two. It's hard to get. It's a year-long class that you have to take, so it's hard to get people involved because of the time frame. We have a new ERC. Her name's Chloe Cooper, and she's working out pretty well.
Who is she?
Chloe Cooper.
What is she doing?
Emergency Response Coordinator.
Okay.
That's it. Any questions?
No. Thank you. Everything seemed to be well and going
so
good.
Far.
So good. Keep up the good work, lady. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Talking just a little bit about grants. We did have a meeting last week. Bob and I met with Pat and some members of the sheriff's office, the jail, and the county road department with the grant writer from South Sioux. She's made herself available if we have grants or we have needs that she would see if there's something out there that is available to us. It wouldn't be a staff position. It would be a grant-by-grant deal, and with full transparency, she'd let us know what her costs would be up front, and also if any grants are getting gotten from that, she would go ahead and monitor those grants also, which is pretty good task too. So we'll just see. So if we left it with those different departments looking into what they possibly think that they could use or need, and
so the department's got to contact her.
Yeah.
Thanks, and then she'll look into
yeah.
it. It ain't like she's going to be looking
no
for
no.
us.
She it's wanted just, to request okay. a request list, and even some machinery, like in the county area going forward, there are some things that, you know, there's a lot of matching things where, you know, they might pay 30% or 40%, but if it's things we're buying anyway, it's all really valuable to have that. So
hopefully that works.
I know in the past it's been an issue, but
it has been an issue. I do remember Joan Spencer and I, we went down that avenue before we hired that Kevin, whatever his name is. The board hired him to look for grants, and it just didn't seem like they were there, and how much work he put into it, I have no idea. But I remember when Tammy was the grant writer for the city. We talked to her and didn't seem real intrigued about it, but I'm sure if the departments have anything that they think is available.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And this gal, I mean, she's gotten tens of millions of dollars worth of grants for the last several years up there in Southview, and I know that everything's different, but we'll see.
What was your name, Marty?
Pat Szymanski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Szymanski.
You know, and the thing is, let me just add something real quick to that, if you don't mind, Chair. I know that, you know, when we would talk to Lance, and he just, the city's such a different animal, just like you just said. They're a different breed. You know, they got grants, you know, coming out of their ass, where we, as the county, you know, it's just, unless something's changed, you know, I mean, I'm all for it, but I'm going to tell you, that's a tough road for counties.
Yeah. You know? I think there's just a lot of money available now through the Rescue Act and some other things that maybe might be a good time to give it a look. And we're not out much.
With, so.
All right. Next, we're going to discuss and approve or deny projects purchases with monies from the American Rescue Plan, the ARPA funds.
So the smoke thing, this wiring system thing that we looked at X amount of months back is not done yet.
Yep. And they have the bid in there this time around. And
Sheriff said this was the only bid he could get.
What's that?
Sheriff said this was the only bid he could get.
Right. I think I've seen that in an email. $12,272. And I think other than that, everything's new on top. It just hasn't hooked up, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Because I remember going through that issue, and I think the worst case put everything up there, and then it wasn't hooked up. Something they couldn't do, and then they had Odell involved. But if this is the only people that can do it, I mean, it's important that we get that done so we stay in compliance with the
jail standards.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, HVAC, protect an HVAC system, you know, for the $12,227, I'll make a motion to approve this. What's the name of the company?
Albiro
Energy.
I'd second it.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. So then the other one from the jail, we're going to move back to the 18th. Elizabeth was unable to be here today, so we'll move that back to the 18th, and that would take us to Commissioner Committee Reports.
I don't think I have anything right now. I have some things coming up. The next one, though, I'll be at some things. So, yes, sir.
I don't have anything right now either.
Planning and Zoning, Summit Carpet Solutions, and they talked about some solar energy, and that was about it.
Okay. And I didn't have any in this 2-week period either.
Sure.
The one thing I will say, and I think I let you know, Rodney, our maintenance guy, who still likes to race motorcycles, had a little accident down in Salina Kansas this weekend, and has he's called it a slightly fractured ankle, which I don't know what that means. He thought when we first hired him, he had been in a wreck also. So he's a motocross rider in the senior division. And thought that after the swelling gets out this week, he thought he could probably get one of those carts that he puts his knee on. And I asked him if he could put a broom on the front of it. He wasn't sure, but he thought that he'd be back here in three or four days. So,
yeah, that's hats off to him. But at the same time, he's paying.
Got to stay upright. Before we go to the mail and emergency business, Glenn, I just have a question for you. We've reached out to every accounting firm in the tri-state area trying to find somebody that will audit us. We had the state of Nebraska do our audits for the last four or five years. Do you know offhand who does your guys' audits?
KRP does.
KRP?
They sent a denial letter.
Oh, they sent a denial letter.
The people in North Sioux City?
They're in Sioux City.
I mean, I think if you're an accountant in the tri-state area, I think we've reached out to them.
Becky George is the representative, a very nice young lady.
Becky George.
Becky George, and she's done a really good job for us. We have a contract with them.
Okay.
One of the things, and they're not familiar, they initially weren't very familiar with Nebraska's process and procedures. although it's accounting, and that there's different laws and different things of that nature. So she worked closely, and once again, our deputy clerk, who handles the payroll and things of that nature, was also new. So essentially, they worked through it together.
Oh, nice.
And both, it was a learning experience, and we also had Becky help prepare our budget last year. So last year was the first year that we worked with them.
Okay.
And she also assisted this year since there was some changes in budgeting for counties. And so it took the process went much quicker and was less expensive this year. They did a really good job.
It's nice to have a commissioner from another area so we can pick your brain in the middle of our meeting.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased with the results we've gotten from them. It's KRP, and it's King Ranch, Christ Young.
Okay. And her name was what again?
Becky.
We tried them already?
Yeah, but we can maybe call them Bay.
In all probability, since she has worked with Nebraska County, she very well may be the person to contact her.
Uh-huh.
Once again, between Iowa and probably South Dakota and Nebraska, there are some differences
in regard to
what the regulations
are. You think you just call an account, but if it's an account,
okay.
That's not the case.
And then we have mail and emergency business. Any mail or emergency business?
Well, I just got this in the mail today. It's just an informative little thing for the Nebraska Los Hills shared with you guys.
Okay.
Who's going to the meeting then?
I'm going to go to the meeting. It's the oldest meeting of its kind.
Yep.
I'm going.
The city, county.
Are you going, Troy?
Schools.
I think Brian
is. Who is?
Glenn.
All right. So that's going to, we're going to go ahead and close our meeting out, and then now we'll start at 5:30 up at South Sioux City at their Memorial Hall, Fire Hall there beside City Hall.
Okay, I'll make a meeting. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
You're slipping, punk.
All right, I guess that's it.
All right, thanks.